This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Friday, October 7th. The fee war is heating up again in the ETF industry in the race to the bottom to attract money. Charles Schwab is the latest to cut prices on five of its exchange-traded funds, and its announcement came just 48 hours after BlackRock cut fees on 15 of its iShares funds aimed at buy-and-hold investors. Here's Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas on how Schwab can make money on these ETFs.
The answer is they don't really. It's a loss leader. Sort of like $2 crab legs at the food store, right? They know you're going to buy other stuff when you're in there. So for Schwab, I mean, look, they've got a platform in which, you know, you could trade through them and do all sorts of things that would they would make money off of.
Balchunas says there's another good business reason to have the lowest fees. Investors are increasingly using cost as their first criteria when they search for an ETF.
When you look at Schwab, they're not doing this just for pride either, though. There is a business reason to be the cheapest in a category because there are robo-advisors, I know for a fact, that will look at the cheapest product and then just pick that, assuming it meets a few other requirements like liquidity. So if you're the cheapest, it will equal more assets. Not in all cases.
In addition, a new federal rule known as DOL may prompt more investors to pour into passive funds. That's why BlackRock and Schwab are getting ready. So their ETFs show up at the top of the screen as advisors search for the lowest cost funds. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.